Well, the festival started in 1978. George Ween, who was my former boss, and Herb Chesbrough, who was the executive director or CEO of SPAC at the time, made a deal to do the festival together. And one of the reasons why George wanted to come up to Saratoga was because the Newport Jazz Festival had ended in 1971. There were some riots at Newport, and he basically got kicked out of Newport, and he moved the Newport Jazz Festival to New York City in 1972. And then by 1977 or so, he was looking to do more, particularly in the style of Newport, which was in this idyllic kind of place over the course of a weekend rather than through the city during, you know, a week or 10 days or 2 weeks in all different venues. And so he went up to SPAC, met Herb, and they basically shook hands and made a deal. And here we are, you know, 42nd anniversary this coming June, longest running jazz festival in the Northeast, one of the oldest jazz festivals in America, still going strong. And so I started working up there in 91 and started booking the festival in 99. And then I became a partner with SPAC in 2008. And it has had an incredible history. When you think about all of the legendary artists that have been alive and who have played there since 1978, it's pretty epic, and it's really, just a tremendous list of artists. And, of course, as time has gone on, many of those artists have passed away. A lot of new artists have come, and we've done everything we can to get them. And so nowadays, and I've been booking the festival now 20 years, so half the history of the festival I've booked. And I've always tried to live up to the sort of reputation and history of the festival the best I can, because the festival has a deep history and really started out as one where George and Marie St. Louis, who was booking all the bands at the time, who passed away years ago, one of my great mentors, the two of them were very eager to have Saratoga be the type of festival that was presenting all styles of music that were related to jazz. They never wanted to define jazz. They never said jazz is bebop, jazz is hard bop, jazz is swing. Their mentality towards the whole thing was, we're going to book the best possible artists we can. We want to offer the audience up there a really diverse roster of artists who are going to play a lot of different styles of music. We're not going to dictate or have any thought about saying what jazz is. And, you know, we want the audience to have a good time. And so, you know, in the early days, they did a lot of big band stuff, a lot of fusion, a lot of hard bop, a lot of bebop, a lot of blues. I mean, great singers. You know, you look back at the history of the festival, and it's incredible how, you know, diverse it was from the get-go. And so I picked up on that as an employee of theirs. And then when I started booking the festival in 99, I made it my mission to do everything I could to continue that. And I feel like I have. I know I have. I've been really proud of, you know, what I've done over the 20 years. And so, you know, you just try your best to offer the audience the best possible roster of artists you can, knowing that the audience has been there for a long time, knowing that there's a new audience also, and so everybody has a really different opinion about what they want and what is good and what is not good. And my goal always is to hope that the audience will trust me and hope that the audience who has been coming for a long time and new people to really kind of get the idea that we're going to go up there, we're going to have a great time, we're going to learn a lot. We're going to be entertained. We're going to see some stars. We're going to hear some new people. And, you know, just kind of have an open mind to the fact that here we are for one weekend only, two stages. You know, I have, like, this year, I think right now, maybe 21, 22 bands. And, you know, you do what you can do within that context. If I had 5 days and 10 stages, you know, it would be a whole different ball game, because I would be able to just book a much more massively diverse and complex, you know, festival. But, I feel like I've done really well with what I've got.
Well, let's dig right into the headliners. Yeah, let's dig right into the headliners. And this year. Who can we expect to see on the SPAC stage this summer?
So on Saturday, June 29th, the headliner is George Benson, who has not been with us for 10 years. He did play the first festival in 1978, and this is his 12th appearance on the festival. George is still amazing, still playing great, just did some massively successful shows at New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival last year and at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles. And a lot of my colleagues, you know, have been telling me just wonderful things about, you know, what George is up to these days and how great his band is. So I'm very, very excited to have George back on Saturday. I also have Los Van Van, which is probably the all-time greatest Cuban band ever. It's their 50th anniversary as an ensemble. They were at the festival in 1999, so it's 20 years since they've been back. This is their second appearance. And just a whole bunch of other, you know, fantastic bands on Saturday. I have James Carter and Candace Springs, who's an up-and-coming new jazz and a soul singer on Blue Note Records, and, you know, a whole bunch of other artists on Saturday. So I'm very excited about the lineup, and we, of course, you know, can talk about it more and dig deeper. And then on Sunday, we have our first ever debut appearance by the incredible Nora Jones, someone who has been on my wish list for all of these years, and I have finally been able to get her. In the past, it's usually that she's either not touring or she's already booked somewhere else, or we just weren't able to, you know, make it work financially or logistically. And in addition to Nora Jones on Sunday, we're actually going to close the festival, so it's like a co-headliner type of thing. I have Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. And Shorty has closed the festival twice already, and this is his third time doing it. And he's a massive fan favorite, really becoming one of the great stars of today. Sells a ton of tickets, and, you know, that all lined up really well. So I was really happy that I was able to get Shorty back. So I have sort of this, like, 1-2 punch on Sunday in the amphitheater with a fantastic lineup of artists, and then Nora, and then Shorty's closing. So I'm very excited about that.
I think that one of the most exciting things for people attending the Jazz Fest year after year, aside from the headliners, is the up-and-comers, the new talent, the emerging artists. Who can we expect to see? Somebody who may not have such a big name like George Benson or Nora Jones.
Yeah. So on Saturday, on June 29th, the first band that's going to open the main stage is a female jazz kind of rock guitarist named Donna Grantis. Donna's from Minneapolis. She played with and sort of came up through the Minneapolis scene as a protege of Prince's. But she has her own band and really quite amazing. She's a shredder on guitar. And, you know, I saw some videos of her last year and was just kind of scratching my head and thinking to myself, like, why don't I know about this person? And then almost at the same time, a colleague of mine who's a fantastic booking agent who has a huge, you know, booking agency and represents a lot of artists called me and said, I'm going to sign this woman named Donna Grantis. And I said, I just watching these videos of her last week, and he said, would you please book her in Saratoga? And I said, well, if we can make it work, and so on and so forth. And so he was able to, you know, build a tour at the end of June, and we got her to play for us on Saturday, and I think that's going to be a very exciting new artist for the festival. I have Veronica Swift on Saturday. She's a young, fantastic jazz vocalist, very talented, really incredible artist who has done a lot of things on her own. She sings a lot with Chris Bode and Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. So she's coming with the Emmett Cohen Trio. Emmett's a really wonderful up-and-coming jazz piano player, and he's got a great trio, and they work together a lot. I also have on Saturday Antonio Sanchez and Migration. So Antonio is a drummer from Mexico City. He wrote the score to the Birdman soundtrack and won a lot of awards for that. And he's also been Pat Metheny's drummer for the last 7 or 8 years or so, probably longer than that, and has a whole bunch of albums out as a leader on his own and works with everybody, just constantly, you know, working and either as a leader or a sideman. And so I'm finally, you know, have the chance to book Antonio as a leader at the festival, which I'm thrilled about. He has played there with Matheny in the past, and I've tried to get him over the last couple of years, but Matheny was always touring in June, particularly in Europe, and Antonio was not available, but we were able to make that work this year. And then on Sunday, I have, particularly on what we call the Jazz Discovery Stage, which used to be the gazebo, but since we built a new stage there and it's not actually a gazebo, we're now calling it the Jazz Discovery Stage. All six of the artists that are playing that day are new to the festival. None of them have ever played the festival before. I have Allison Miller, who's an incredible drummer, this fantastic Grammy-nominated band from New Orleans called Chawa, and the Grammys are coming up in a couple of weeks, so hopefully they'll win. I have this wonderful, very interesting singer from South Korea named Yoon Soo Na, who is now living in New York. I saw her at a showcase a couple of years ago and was just completely knocked out by her. And so I'm very excited about presenting her. And then I also have this fantastic band from London called the Kansas Smitty's House Band. And it's led by a young saxophone player named Giacomo Smith, who went to the Skidmore Jazz Institute. I believe he grew up in Saratoga or certainly near there. But he moved to London a few years ago. His name is Giacomo Smith, but he calls himself Smitty, and he created this really cool band and this sort of club scene in London called Smitty's House, and the band that he leads is called the Kansas Smitty's House Band, and so he's coming to the States with the band. They're actually going to play two nights at the Rochester Jazz Festival Friday and Saturday, and then they're coming to play for us on Sunday, and I think he's going to stick around and do some work with the Skidmore Jazz Program that week. So I'm very happy to be presenting, you know, a guy that came up in the scene in Saratoga and who came through, you know, the Skidmore program and is going to, you know, lead his own band at the festival. So, you know, we're always trying to bring these new artists to the festival. And the truth is, I have this Jazz Discovery Stage, and we typically over the weekend do, you know, 10 to 12 bands on that stage. And I have lists on my computer, hundreds of names deep, of artists that I would love to bring to the festival and artists who want to play the festival. I mean, I can't begin to tell you how many emails and phone calls I get from representatives and artists themselves who want to play. And, you know, particularly the new artists. I mean, all the up-and-coming emerging artists want to play the festival. And so it's if I didn't book these 10 or 11 bands, I could have easily booked another 11 bands and another 11 bands. And, you know, I already have ideas for 2020. So it's a very interesting process. But I think these artists are going to really stand up to the test of being in front of a larger audience at the festival. And I think the festival audience is going to love hearing them.